Worcester Culture Watch, a podcast connecting you with the local culture scene in Worcester. Arts, entertainment, music, and more.
Worcester Culture Watch from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Worcester Culture Watch on Telegram.com and now broadcasting at 1:30 p.m. Mondays on Unity Radio. Unity Radio 102.9 FM in Worcester. I'm Craig S. Seaman, and here with me today is the my distinguished colleague, expert in arts and entertainment and movies, and Richard Duncan. And today we're going to be talking about Tuesday's Oscar nominations. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Craig.
So let's jump into this.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The last time you and I talked about Oscars was when we discussed the proposed popular film category, which we both slammed, and and we succeeded. They dropped the category. However, it's interesting to note that the nominees for Best Picture, among them, are several very popular films. So here's the rundown, anyway. Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favourite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. And Black Panther was the most popular film of 2018, with $700 million gross. Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born, they both were well-attended films with good box office. A lot of people liked Green Book, and even a film like The Favourite has seen its box office uptick since it's been nominated for Best Picture and other movies. It's an interesting list, but I'm still mulling it, because it appears to me, looking at the tea leaves and the recent awards ceremonies, which are often quite a reliable indicator, that the least popular movie in terms of box office, I'm not talking about artistic merit, but Roma is clearly emerging as the favorite to win.
A movie that At least I haven't seen yet. I don't think it's played in the area.
No, it's a Netflix film. And,
oh, shit.
And Netflix has been putting it out on limited box office. I think you'd have to go to West Newton to see it. And so it could join the category of best pictures that hardly anybody has seen. I'm thinking of The Shape of Water last year, which, I mean, how many people saw that? The Hurt Locker, The Artist, Birdman, Moonlight. Yes. You know, it's a little perplexing in that regard.
Yeah, and I have a few thoughts. And I agree with everything you say, Richard, as usually I usually do, but sometimes we butt heads, but always in a polite fashion. Black Panther, first off, Wakanda Forever, the first superhero film to ever earn Best Picture nomination, doesn't have a chance in hell. Even if Thanos snapped his fingers and eliminated half the nominees, T'Challa will not be crowned king. It was a good movie. Good enough, I guess. I think it's definitely working with that popular vote that they wanted to try to get people back into the Academy Awards, but it doesn't have a chance. And the fact that it was nominated and none of the actors were nominated or the director is kind of telling me.
It was a very entertaining film, though, and I'll give it its due there. And you might wonder about the director not getting nominated.
Right. And Black Klansman, I don't know if we're supposed to say all the KKK part, but everybody's worried this movie. An African-American detective sets out to infiltrate and expose the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's a true story. Great concept, and Spike Lee is back to form. But to me, this is more indie than mainstream, and I don't think it will win. I know it's early to be saying this. Then we have I honestly haven't seen the movie yet, so I might be speaking on both sides of my mouth on that one. Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about someone from your area, British rock band Queen, that follows Freddie Mercury's life from him joining the band in 1970 to their Live Aid performance at Wembley in 85. The Live Aid, have you seen the movie, Richard?
Yeah.
The Live Aid recreation is breathtaking.
Yeah.
And for that alone, it should be nominated, I think. We'll get more into the acting category in a little while. However, despite being entertaining as hell, the movie sugarcoats and inaccurately portrays some rock and roll history. I don't think it will win, even though it was a surprise Golden Globe Best Picture win for that musical category. And Vice, which has a biopic on Dick Cheney, and we'll talk more about that when we get into the acting category. Solid chance for Best Actor, no chance for Best Picture, I don't think. You agree with that, Richard?
Yeah, not a chance for a Best Picture. I would say that if you were looking at possible contenders, legitimate contenders for Roma, I might consider Bohemian Rhapsody because it surprised a lot of people. It was, the reviews were generally along the lines of how you critiqued the film.
Right.
But it did very well at the Golden Globes and has won some other awards, and so it could be a promising underdog. I think A Star Is Born is on the other hand, began very well out there, but it seems like it's being eclipsed and
right.
It might not end up with any major awards.
Well, it definitely has one shoe in, I think, and that's for Best Song.
Best Song, yeah.
Which is one of those fluffy categories anyways.
It's down the list a little bit, and it's not on our list today. A lot of people like Green Book. That could also surprise, but there is some political correctness afoot about. And I don't really think a film directed by somebody who directed Dumb and Dumber should deserve to win Best Picture.
But I mean, Peter Farrelly, who also did There's Something About Mary. He wasn't nominated this time around. He was nominated for Golden Globe, but he wasn't nominated for Best Director, which I thought was surprised. But I similar think on that. But because it's a fascinating topic. It's a real life story. You got two great actors. It could be a surprise. I mean, Roma, I agree with you. Even though it's a movie few people have seen, it looks like that might be the movie to beat. And as we all know, it's been a good year for rock and roll. Bohemian Rhapsody could be a big winner. It could come home with Best Picture. I would add, personally, if I was voting, I would give it to Star Is Born. But I thought it was the best of the four versions of that movie that's been made. And I thought the acting was great. I thought Bradley was dynamite. And I think it also taps into that old Hollywood, which we haven't seen a lot because it has been a movie made so many times. We've before that one, I thought the best one was the Judy Garland, James Mason version. The Barbra Streisand version, I'm not a big fan of. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with that. And, you know, it might repeat. And as we both know, Streisand did win for Evergreen that year. Which she wrote with Paul Williams. So there might be some duplication there. And Hollywood, and although old Hollywood always loves patting themselves on the back. So we'll see what happens there. So what's our next category, Richard?
Well, Best Director, I think we can quickly dispense with this one. I mean, the nominees are Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Paul Lihowski for Cold War. Some of these names I'm not going to pronounce well or correctly. Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favourite, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, and Adam McKay for Vice. I think the clear winner here is Roma again, the director of Roma.
And as you said again, he won for Gravity. yes. in 2013, making him the first Latino Mexican director. Not that that makes a difference, but he is a great director. Once again, a movie few people have seen, but he is an artist, and we do have a lot of artists in here. I mean, Pawlikowski for Cold War. He won for Best Foreign Language Film in 2014. And he won the Cannes Film Festival Director Award for Cold War, a movie that I would think very few people have seen in the Worcester area yet. I think the big thing on that category is that no Bradley Cooper, and as we mentioned earlier, no Peter Farrelly for Green Book. Any thoughts on that, Richard?
Well, if you nominate 8 films for Best Picture and you've got 5 directors and the maximum of 5 that you right. can have in the Best Director category, then something's going to have to give.
It'd be interesting to see if the guy who directed Cold War, because he certainly knocked out one of those people. Because.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I think, as I said, I think that's a done deal. I think, I think Roma's going to get that one. So now, Best Actor, we have Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, William Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, which I must acknowledge I have know nothing at all about. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. And I would, from what I read, Christian Bale is a favorite for Vice, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right. As I see it, Richard, this is the most difficult category to call. I mean, Christian Bale, he's uncanny. It's Dick Cheney. But who wants to give an award to a guy playing Dick Cheney? I mean, Christian Bale, probably best known for Batman, but he is an Academy Award winner, as we both know, from The Fighter, and he's been nominated multiple times. Probably is still best known to people as the latest Batman, or not the latest one, we got Ben Affleck now, but one of the better Batmans. And he delivers another great chameleon-like performance as Dick Cheney. And like Commissioner Gordon, a.k.a. Gary Oldman, one of the men from your native country, Oscar-winning portrayal Winston Churchill last year in Darkest Hour, you don't feel like you're watching an actor. You feel like you're watching the real thing. And, he's definitely a favorite. It's a great performance, but... you got to give something to Mr. Robert Rami Malek. He was uncanny as Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the height was off, he captured it, and so I think it's gonna be a fight between them. Bradley Cooper, once again, I said I thought he it was such an understated performance that I think. He probably won't win, but it was a good enough performance. William Dafoe, as you mentioned, who it's been more than 30 years since Dafoe's first Academy Award nomination in Platoon. And as he was also nominated for Shadow of the Vampire in 2000 and probably should have won for that. He was great in that. And The Florida Project 2 years ago. And Dafoe, like Kurt Douglas did in 56 Lust for Life, plays Vincent Van Gogh, and he nails it. In another year, he would be a serious contender, but not this year. I mean, if you bet on Dafoe on this one, you're throwing your money away. And Viggo Mortensen might be a surprise, people. I have a feeling, for some reason, I feel Green Book is going to pick a momentum. And Viggo Mortensen is a great actor, and he's been nominated twice already, Eastern Promises and Captain Fantastic 2 years ago. He might pull an upset, but I still agree. It's a hard one to pick. Do you pick Freddie Mercury or Dick Cheney?
Yeah, I know. Christian Bale is certainly a great actor. And something to bear in mind is that Hollywood seems to love it when an actor goes through a physical transformation.
Right.
There have been all sorts of winners over the years who have had such roles. So maybe that's enough. But
before you continue, Richard, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Did you see him at the Golden Globes when Christian Bale won his award?
Yeah.
I know you're British, which is great. What kind of British accent does he have? He had a really tough accent to.
Yeah, it's not an accent I recognize. From my part of England, anyway.
Yeah, not to be put in a social class under this, it did not seem like a classy accent.
I know, maybe he didn't go to Eton. Anyway, so let's take a look at Best Actress. And here we have Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman, I should say, for The Favourite, Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me? Now, again, reading the tea leaves and the award and the previous awards, Glenn Close has emerged as the favourite for The Wife, and The Wife. It's an interesting film. It loads the dice very, very heavily. In fact, the premise could have made for a good comedy, really. and the ending is very melodramatic. But there's no doubt that Glenn Close is a great actress. She's very good in The Wife. She's come close, so to speak, to winning Best Actress before, but has never won it. So this might well be her year.
Yeah, I agree with you on this, Richard. And for a moment, let's cut to the chase. To me, it's a neck-and-neck race between veteran actress Glenn Close for The Wife and Lady Gaga making her screen debut in A Star Is Born. As you mentioned, Close has been nominated 7 times and yet to win. She was, in my opinion, she was robbed in 82 when she was nominated for her first film, The World According to Gap, losing to Jessica Lange in Tootsie, one of Lange's great actress, not her best performance. She was also nominated in The Big Chill and lost to Linda Hunt. I don't argue with that one. She was nominated in The Natural and lost to Peggy Ashcroft in A Passage to India, which I don't remember Peggy Ashcroft's performance in that, so I don't have an opinion on that one. But and probably the role that people still remember, Fatal Attraction, which changed dating habits to a lot of people. But she lost to our wonderful Cher in Moonstruck. She's 71 years old and has never given a bad performance in her career. So this could be a year. And she already did win the Golden Globe, which was a surprise. I think the only one standing between her and elusive Oscar gold is Gaga. And what I'm actually hoping for is a tie. How cool would it be if we had a tie between Glenn Close and Lady Gaga on the 50th anniversary of the Academy Awards, having a tie for Best Actress category when Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand, for her film debut in Funny Girl, tied? Even cooler if Babs herself gave the award, but most likely it's going to be Gary Oldman, who won Best Actor Award last year. As for the other people, Roma, first film for Yalitza Aparicio. I probably butchered that. But once again, I haven't seen that. Olivia Colman, a favorite in Britain, for The Favorite. I don't think she's going to win here. Melissa McCarthy is an interesting thing. What a strange year for Melissa McCarthy. First, she starred in arguably the worst movie of the year, The Happy Time Murders, which she is nominated for Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actress. And then she came up with this gem of a performance in Can You Ever Forgive Me, which I originally thought was her apology for The Happy Time Murders. Great performance, but I don't think she's going to win. I think it's going to be between Glenn Close and Gaga, and it would be great to see a tie.
I think one to look out for an upset might be Olivia Colman for the favorite. We've been discounting the favorite, 18th century English costume drama. I hate to say it for people who like some of the more salacious details about the movie, but it's not particularly historically accurate. but Olivia Colman has been praised for her her selfish, blubbering Queen Anne, and could emerge perhaps. Although I would still go with Glenn Close. So now we have Best Supporting Actor. We have Mahershala Ali for The Green Book, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. And I would say that this one's pretty much a lock for Ali for Green Book.
I agree with you 100% on that. Adam Driver, a disclaimer for their Black Klansman is not a standalone Star Wars movie about the origin of Kylo Ren, but it's Spike Lee's return to form. Adam Driver is a great actor. He might have Academy Award down the line. He doesn't have a chance here. Sam Elliott, who made his first credited debut in a movie. He made a movie before it. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is great in A Star Is Born. He might go home with two prime stakes for himself and his wife, Catherine Ross, but I don't see him going home with Oscar gold. Richard E. Grant, who I've been a fan of since 87's With Nail and an Eye, and it was a pleasant surprise that he was nominated for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And he has a top-secret role in Star Wars Episode IX. But I don't want to be a salacious crumb, but Ulysses S. Grant has more of a chance of winning an Oscar on February 24th than Richard E. Grant, and he's not even nominated. And Sam Rockwell, he just won the same award last year for Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. He's not going to join an exclusive back-to-back Oscar win club playing George W. Bush in Vice. And Ali, who won the Golden Globe, as you remember, he won Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor 2 years ago in Moonlight, is a shoo-in.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And similarly, we have a lock, I think, for Best Supporting Actress, but let's just run down the list. Amy Adams for Vice, Marina de Tavira for Roma, Regina King for If Bill Street Could Talk, Emma Stone for The Favourite, and Rachel Weisz for The Favourite. Well, I mean, first off, to have two actresses from the same film in the same category, it dooms them both.
Absolutely.
But all indications are that Regina King, If Bill Street Could Talk, is gonna win hands down.
Yeah, I agree. Once again, we agree. Amy Adams in Vice, which she plays Dick Cheney's wife, who I wouldn't know who Dick Cheney's wife is from a hole in a wall. So she might have, but she's been nominated 6 times, and despite being a lousy Lois Lane in the new Superman Justice League movies, she's a great actress. I think she could have won for American Hustle, which was from the Worcester, but she lost to Cate Blanchett that year in Blue Jasmine. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in The Fighter in 2010, but lost to co-star Melissa Leo, who deserved it, also in The Fighter. And she's been on, but she's going to lose again. Marina de Tavira, she's an odd situation from Roma, despite not being nominated as either the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice, or the SAG Awards. She's been nominated for Roma, and the key word here is nominated. Unless it becomes Roma's Night, the Mexican-born actress doesn't have a chance. And Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, as you mentioned, both nominated for Favorite. Emma already won Academy Award for Best Actress for La La Land. And despite being in the Mummy franchise with Brandon Fraser, Weisz already won a supporting actor for The Constant Gardener and is married to James Bond. So being nominated in the same movie, as you already said, Richard, pretty much going to cancel out each other. And Regina King, if Beale Street could talk, they would be talking Oscar Gold for King.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think, wow, look at that. We went through the six major awards. The show is on February 24th. It's the 91st Academy Awards.
No host this year, so that might be a good thing, actually.
Yeah, what do you think of that? I mean,
well, it might be worth a shot to see how it goes without a host.
I'm actually looking forward to this because there's been too much emphasis on the hosts the last 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
And a lot have been subpar. I mean, they drag it down. I mean, besides, I know we began quasi-political in the movie and the performance, but let's get back to it's about the movies. Yeah. Let's celebrate movies. Let's, you know, I mean, I don't mind the big dance numbers or the big I don't know if we need to hear all five songs like we always do, but let's make it about the movies, and who knows, this might be a blessing in disguise. Although you and I probably could have hosted it and did a good job.
Well, we would have done, yeah. We should have been co-hosts. Well, that's something to think about
next
year.
That would have been good, yeah. And we could have dressed up as our favorite performance in a movie or something. So you have been listening to Worcester Culture Watch. I hope you enjoyed it this week. For more, read our arts and entertainment coverage in the Worcester Telegram and Gazette and online at telegram.com. Unity Radio broadcasts on 102.9 FM in Worcester and streams online at unityradio.org. As always, our music was composed by DJ Manipulator. Thanks, and see you at the movies.